Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed and new supervisor Matt Dorsey say that they will be sitting out this year's Pride Parade. The two say that they are showing solidarity with the city's law enforcement officers who have been told that they're not allowed to wear their uniforms while taking part. Phil, do you think that the organizers expected any of this backlash?
No, I didn't think they went this far. They thought they had sort of reached a compromise. Initially, there was talk of just not having the police and sheriff's department at all in the parade, in that they represented, you know, people who may be, you know, have victimized the gay community in the past. But that didn't really go over really big. You know, there's always been an activist core in the Pride Foundation that's sort of left of left, but, you know, this time they went a little too far. And, you know, especially when the head of the Police Officers Association is a lesbian. And so what happened was they said, okay, you can march, but not in uniform. Well, you know, the gay and transgender and lesbian members of the police and the sheriff's department and the fire department as well said, you know, we worked hard to get as far as we are and to get this department as diverse as it is, and we're proud of our uniforms, and it's important for us to be seen in them. So they drew the line and said, no uniform, no show. And now London Breed and Supervisor Matt Dorsey, as you just said, joined with them, saying, you know, well, London Breed basically said she, you know, she was with them. There was no way she was going to go against what the officers wanted.
Are you surprised she took this stance, Phil?
You know, not really. Because she has been saying, her basic feeling was, look, we asked those people to put those uniform on and go out and risk their lives. And if that's what means something to them, as well as if it was some other organization and that meant, and, you know, a symbol meant something to them. And so this means something to them. I am not going to be standing here telling these people that not only do they have to go out there, but they have to do it responsibly. They're under a lot of pressure in a lot of different directions. And by the way, we're losing police right now. I'm not going to have somebody tell them what they can or can't do in terms of what they're going to wear. Some of them thought it was an insult. You know, you can show up, but we can't be in our uniform. No. And so the fire department went along with it and said, if they police and sheriffs aren't going, we're not going. So this is going to be an embarrassment for the pride party. It's going to be a parade. It's going to be interesting to see if they come to, you know, some new understanding with this, because, you know, they have corporate sponsors. A lot of people watch them, and they, you know, people don't necessarily like controversy like this. In New York, they had a ban. But New York's not San Francisco, because a lot of the cops here, you know, have a lot of deep community ties.
Phil Mateer, our KCBS Insider, returns tomorrow morning at 7:50.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.